The whole packet is all from Yesodei HaTorah. And I took out some pages of what there was. I'm going to talk about, there's in the sixth parasha, it says, the mitzvah of and that a person should not deviate from that which the Chacham tell us, yamin u'smal. So Chazal darshan, even though they tell me right is left and left is right, you have to listen to them. So how do you understand that this idea that the Chacham are selling is something which is seemingly incorrect, and we're supposed to listen to them anyway? What is the understanding of that mitzvah? That's what we're going to grapple with. One of the explanations I once heard from Rabbi Einstetter in Cleveland, he understood this. I don't think it was in his own name. Could be said from somebody else. I don't remember. Why did Chazal use the mashal of smol and yamin and smol? Chazal could use the mashal of north and south, night and day. Why is the mashal yamin and smol? The answer is because yamin and smol is not absolute. It's based on perspective. Right. I'm facing you. This is my right side. You look right. So the Chacham said, "Listen, you know, they said this is called yamin." He said, "No, that's small." The answer is because you're looking at it from the wrong direction. Right? If you're looking at it from the direction where the Chacham are looking at it, it'd be yamin. Right? The Chacham tell you night is day. You don't listen to them. It's not. Night is night and day is day. But, right? But they're not telling you that. What they're telling you is that this is us, this is Murta, this is right, this is wrong. You say, no, of course that's wrong. And they say it's right. You know? Well, the answer is because you're looking at it from the wrong direction. You're not looking from the right perspective. So Chacham Dafka used the mashal yamin or smol, because it gives you, the point is perspective is the challenge, and they have a different perspective than you do. And their perspective is the right one, and yours is wrong. Okay, so that being said, let's see what the Rishonim do with this. So the first piece is actually not from Parsha Shoftim. It's in a kuzari, which Ravaran put in back in Parsha's Veskana, the Isser of Baal Tosef. So there's the Isser of the Torah to add on. And one of the challenges which the Rishonim grapple with, the Rambam, the Raivan, etc., they grapple with, is so when the Chacham made Tikkunos, the Chacham made added mitzvahs, they are adding on to the Torah. So why isn't that a problem about Tosin? Did we discuss this before?
It's familiar.
What?
It's familiar.
Okay, good. I think we discussed this. I'll do it again. Okay, so the Rambam says that the Rambam has his approach, the Rabbit has his approach, the Kuzri has a totally different approach. Reino gam mitzvah shechidju achar marsha benas haTorah, but there are things with the Chacham to the Torah. He changed certain things. They added many things. So the Kuzari, the Melech of the Kuzarim, asked the Chavar, so how could the Chavar do this? The Torah says, Lo Soisim, you can't add to the Torah. Omer Chavar. Lo Nemra, so the Chacham answered the Melech Kuzar, and he said like this, Lo Nemra Azor Zu Kim Lahamoina. This about Toysim is said for the regular people. The people can't, on their own, cannot add on to the Torah mitzvahs. They cannot add on based on swords, etc. The tzivah of the Torah is no. You need to go to the chachamim and the leaders, and hear what they have to say. Vamral Odis and Novi Kimlahem Mikarbachem Kamaicho Vidibarlaim is Kolash Savannu. The Varsham tells Moshe that there's going to be a Nevi'im in the future, and they're going to give over what has to be said. Shilakan and Shem Siva Lishmar Velasis Kolash Yaru. Right? And these are the Psukim in Parsha Shaiftim, which talk about the mitzvah to listen to the Kahanim and the Shaiftim, the mitzvah to listen to the Novi, etc. Okay. Maimer lo shesipo lo adam shenachim et sabeskem hayermo sikrumenu. So what does it mean? Kavan also lo shel sifah l'dabar asher tibi sichem ayirei moshah ayirei navi mikir mikir pachecha mikir becha meachicha v'yatrem asher nikru l'navua. Do not add on to what Moshe told you or the Nevi'im told you. Do not add to what the Kohanim and the Shoftim have told you. They have a right to tell you this. You have no right to add on to that. So the Shesifu doesn't mean don't add on to the Torah. It means don't add on to what the Torah and the Nevi'im and the Chachamim have told you to do. If they come up with something, it has to be Emes. Because they get a siyata d'shmaya in conjunction with the fact that they're acting as a bezdin. And in a bezdin, they discuss things. So one individual maybe we could question, but a group, but through the discussion they're going to have, which is done l'shem shemayim, they won't make any mistakes. They have tremendous chokhma. Asher chelka bov lahem yerusha, chelka mipas kishem ativi, chelka nikta lahem amolam. They have a masara. They have they're intelligent and they work. Fine. So. The Rav Dessler writes in a letter that somebody questioned the das of the Chachamim, the Gedolim of the generation, that maybe they're not thinking it through well, or maybe because they're some way they're biased. He says if you ever would have sat in that meeting, like I sat in, when you had, you know, the Reb Chaim Reuser and the Chabad Chaim and all these other people sitting there. I'm not sure the Chabad Chaim was with the meeting he sat in, but there was Gedolim of that caliber, and see the year that they sat there, the pacha they sat there, that they should do something which is improper according to the Torah, and their desire to justify the true emes of the Torah. Have you sat by such a meeting, you never would have been able to say such words that you said. But you had you see these people that the emes is much more valuable to them than their own lives, you never would have said what you're able to say. But you came, what's the problem? He says, you're picturing the world from your own vantage points. You're projecting into the Chachamim that they look like you, just a little bit smarter. So, yeah, you would be biased, and you would not be l'shem shemayim. So, well, you figure they're also like you. But all you're saying something is about yourself, not really about the Chacham. Right? That was the, you know, so the Kuzari says, it can't be that these people are sitting here with a tremendous desire to find the emes. They shouldn't get the siyata d'shmaya to find the emes. That's what Kuzari says. So the Yisr Bal Tosef is after that after the Chacham have come along and defined for us the Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, their understanding of the Torah, from that vantage point, now you listen to that. Fascinating thought. I would maybe put words in the Kuzari's mouth. Right. He's clearly understanding that the Chachamim were empowered and authorized by the Torah to come along, and the Torah addresses, let's say, for argument's sake, well, we'll say a number, it's not, I don't mean, you know, right, 100,000 potential cases, but there's a million possible cases. So the Torah is clearly waiting for the Chachamim to come and address these cases. There's scenarios which need to be addressed, right? So there's clearly authority for the Chachamim to decide what the Torah meant. So there's two ways you decide what the Torah meant. You could say that there's a specific case, which I'm going to come along and say, that I have a raya from a certain Gemara, or a certain halacha, this is what the Rosh Hashanah would paskin over here. Then there is the ruach of the Torah. There is the, where I can't draw to you any specific scenario. I'm just saying, based on my understanding of the way the Rosh Hashanah deals with the world, he would expect you in these circumstances to do X, Y, and Z. So the famous Maisa with Rousseau Salanter, one time he said that you had a rush. I think I told you this, that somebody's comparing two different statements by the rush. The Gedolei HaPoskim, you know, the rush, the Beis Yosef says that our three pillars of halacha are the Rif, the Rambam, and the rush. The rush, many times, will say halacha. It'll bring a riot to it. Sometimes the rush will say, nearly, it seems to me. So, which one do you think is more authoritative? He brings a riot from a Gemara. That's much more authoritative. Nearly just means it's his own opinion. He said no. Rousseau Salanter said, when a person says nearly, when the rush says nearly, what is he saying? That I, with all of my learning of Torah for so many years, and absorbing how the Torah looks at something, and telling you this is what makes sense. So that's not one raya, that's Kol Torah Kula saying that this is true. It's the rush with his deep knowledge of all of the Torah is saying this has to be the reality. That's Kol Torah Kula saying it. We had a maisa when we went to Eretz Yisrael in 1989. So we went for Pesach. My wife and I went for Pesach, which that was the whole story how it happened. Somebody paid for our tickets. We didn't want to tell us he's paying for our tickets, so they made up that there was a award for mechanchus to go to, you could apply for it, and then you, there was a girl, and then you would win this ticket to go to Eretz Yisrael, etc. My wife won this ticket.
Congratulations.
Yeah, and really there was such a thing, and somebody else actually had won it that year besides. What they told us, convinced us that there was a second, this year there was a second award of the tickets. That's how we got to Eretz Yisrael. So, Baruch Hashem, we had a phenomenal meeting with Rishach, so we sat with Rishach for 15 minutes, a private meeting with Rishach, which was like, mind-boggling, such a thing. But we went to Reb Chaim Kanievsky afterwards. So remember, it was the eighth day of Pesach, which was ready Motzi Pesach for them. I was still young to Dick, and all of Bnei Brak is busy, you know, with chametz, you know, and I'm walking around like this, you know. But we went to Reb Chaim Kanievsky that day, so the women, he doesn't see women. So my wife sat with his Rebbetzin, Aleh Shalom. I sat with Reb Chaim, and this is the 1989. You can still talk to him and learning. You know, I spoke to him and learning. You know, we shmoozed. It was like a real conversation. At the end, he asked me, you know, why that I came just for a visit to Eretz Yisrael, which I really had come to see through Reb Shach. So I really wasn't in the mood of discussing whatever I had discussed again. So I said, yeah. So he says to me, Zeit machlitz bleiben. This is decide to stay. So he says to me, like, you know,
just
stay.
Like that.
Yeah, stay. So I told him, the gifter told me I should stay in America. He says, Rishiva Gazok, Rishiva Gazok. That's what was his answer. She says, but you'll send your children here to learn. Now, we already were married at that point in time, 6 years, we didn't have children yet. Lazar was born in 1994. This is 89. This is, you know, so fine. So I said, Amen. So I came back. He didn't say Batarza Brook, he just said it's a statement, you know. I don't assume they had children, I don't know what he, you know. So I came back and I had a chover and tells an older chover named Reb David Barker and Zichron Brocha. Tremendous tzaddik. So I told him this maisa. He wanted to hear, he learned the Panim, he's very close with Reb Shach and close with Reb Chaim. So he wanted to hear like the whole visit, how everything went, etc. So I told him this, he says, Eli, you don't understand, this was a plitas akumas from Kol Torah Kula. Reb Chaim is Kol Torah Kula. And he said, your son's going to come learn here. It means you're going to have a son. Right? It was a plitas akumas from Kol Torah Kula. That was how he described it. It's such an awesome way of describing it. Right? So that's what the Kuzari is saying. The Kuzari is saying that these people are Kol Torah Kula. They're not people. They're Kol Torah Kula. The more it says, because the more it says that how foolish are the people that they send up for Sefer Torah and they don't send up for the Chacham. Right, the Chacham's authority is much more powerful than the Torah, because the Chacham have a power to define the Torah and abrogate the Torah to some extent, not to abrogate it, but to say the Torah is the more example, the more it's more makas. It says Torah says 40, the Chacham says 39. Torah says 40, Chacham says no, it's 39. That's part of their authority to understand the Torah, so they're more powerful than the words written Torah. So how can you set up the Torah enough for that? That's what the Mora says. How foolish we are, and we're talking foolish, you know. Right. There's a word from the Beis Halevi, Beis Halevi has in his Tshuvas Beis Halevi, we have him in the Chumash, right? Beis Halevi and Alotar, but there's also Hero Tshuvas. So that those are Lomdish, you know, Halacha, you know, Lomdish, etc. But in the end of Chela, it's three Halakim. In the end of Chela Beis, he has Drushas that he said. So this is, so one of the Drushas where he talks about the Gemara says that the Moshe Rabbeinu comes up to her, comes down from Har Sinai by Chet Egel, and he sees the Egel, and the Lucas got heavy. They became covered al Yodoy. He saw the Ursius Parchus, and the Lucas became heavy. Okay, so he drops the Lucas, he breaks the Lucas. Eventually, Moshe says Psalokol, he comes up, and Moshe Rabbeinu comes down Kikarno Aponov, his face is shining. So Chazal say, what was the Karno Aponov? One shot is that there is extra diyo left in the kumis. There's extra ink left in the pen. And he took that and he was marvel upon him. He put it over his face, and therefore that tree came for the light of the kikarner upon him. So he says, what does this medrash mean? So he says like this. The Gemara says that why is that the end of Parshas Kisisa, he says, Kapia the Ramayla Karati Chabris Ves Yisrael. That the bris is apia d'var ma'ela. So Mora says that the krisis bris with the kodesh between the kodesh baruch and klal Yisrael is in tarsha bal peh, not tarsha b'yisav. He says, why was tarsha bal peh? Why? Because the Bereshim knew that the umas ha'olam will be sharlat on the tarsha b'yisav, and there will be sharlat on tarsha bal peh. Okay. Right, the Kataka, the ones come along and claim that the Torah Shabbat is theirs. They never claim the Torah Shabbat is theirs. Why? Because they don't have it. Torah Shabbat is Balpeh. So how, they don't have it. Zod Beis Halevi, the matter says that had Christ not done the Chet Egel, no nation would have ever had any power over Klal Yisrael. So it comes out that in the Luchas Rishonis, there was no need for Torah Shabbat Peh. So everything was b'ksav. He says, the Luchos Rishonos, everything was written. All of Torah Shabbat Peh, Torah Shabbat was all written. They did the Chet Egel. So he sees Osius Perchus, it's referring to the Torah Shabbat Peh, is flying off of the Luchos. Moshe says, the Torah Shabbat without the Torah Shabbat Peh is impossible. It was covered, it was too heavy. You can't deal with it without the Torah Shabbat Peh. So he drops the Luchos. The Rishon says he's Moichel Klal Yisrael. So Moshe Rabbeinu goes up, believing that he's going to write Torah Shabbat Peh a second time. Moshe says, no, this time you're going to take that extra diyo that you have in the Kumas, I mean, that which you had extra diyo to write more, the Torah Shabbat Peh, that goes on you. It goes in you. Wow. You become the klaf for the Sefer Torah. Memela, there's kikarna upon it. That's what Beis Halevi says, Pshat. That's his beautiful drasha. It's a beautiful drasha.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, wow, a beautiful drasha. But he puts everything together. But the Chachamim are Torah. They're a shtick Torah. You know, like Reb Dess was writing, you saw their search for emes. They weren't in it for themselves. I remember there was, I don't know how to describe it, there was an individual who wrote some articles against Reb Moshe back in the 70s. Really disrespectful articles against Reb Moshe. Reb Moshe was a malach alakim. I mean, Reb Moshe was, when you saw him, you were seeing a malach. It was like, we're going to describe it, he looked like a malach. And this person was writing against Reb Moshe. Reb Moshe, you know, made this decision because he has this bias for his yeshiva. He had like these horrible things. All right, somebody, I remember like we were discussing him once back in yeshiva, and I said, you know, all I can tell you is that this person is the person is making a fool out of himself. Because he's showing what is he doing? He's looking at the world, how he would deal with these things if he'd been in that position. And he can't imagine there's somebody better than him. He can't imagine there's somebody who's of a higher level than him. So he's basically describing, every line he's saying on Moshe is really describing how despicable he is, not how despicable Moshe is. I said, that's all I can tell you. So the Moshe says, call the Paisel, Mumma Paisel. The Moshe in Kedushin in the fourth parak, the Moshe says that there was a Maisel, that there was a person who used to walk around calling people Mamzer. So Yehuda said, check in his Yichus, I don't know if he's a Mamzer. Right? The Moshe says, call the Paisel, Mumma Paisel. That's how you look at the world, because you're that's you. You can't imagine something greater than yourself. Nebuch. Okay, so that's the Kuzari. This is already in Parshas. This is already some of the pieces in Parshas Mishpatim. Now, the Barbanel has a reputation of being this rationalist. You tell me after we finish reading these pieces whether he's a rationalist or not. Okay? He has a reputation of being like this, like rationalist Spaniard, you know. Moshe was in Hedron, Hoya Mushma, me Hashem, and Yisala Baruch Elyon. When the Seder would sit, they had the divine inspiration from a Kodesh Baruch. That's why 71. Just like the 71 elders, which were the Moshe, were there. There was clear ruach. There was clear nevuah from Shemayim. So these 71 elders of the Sanhedrin were the spiritual heirs of Moshe and the 70 Zkenim. And just like they led the Klal Yisrael clearly with nevuah, like the pasuk says. So these Kenim and the Bezdin, the Hagadol, are doing the exact same thing. They have the same level of divine inspiration and understanding. Laharis alzeh gam kein hayimashavim bebesem mikdash. Well, this is the Gosses. Laharis, they were there in the Besem Mikdash. That the Bershom's presence, which was there, should be with them. The Morah says that this authority that Bezin has, which the Zakir Mamre, is Chai Misa, if he goes against the Bezin, it's only if they're making the decision while they're sitting in the Mikdash. Because the Shekhinah is with them, Nikru, that's why the Yemar referred to as Elohim. Elohim, it's about us. Kael, Bekarab Elohim Yishpoit, Bershom is there amongst the judges. Okay. Now, take the Mishpat which the Torah has. It's not just to create a system which will allow the world to function. The Mishpat HaTorah are the divine direction of how to deal with life, which brings the Shekhinah here in this world. Just like the Kabbonis and the Mikdash brought the Shekhinah in this world, the Mishpatim and the Bezim was Paskin have the same power as the Kabbonis. It's judgment to two people, who's right and who's wrong and who owes the money. That's not what it is. It's a Kodesh Baruch Hu's presence in this world. That's what a mishpat is. Okay. Let me say nimshel. Skip down a few lines. Ma'asham Rabbi Sedech Harun Lebrach called Dain Shadon Denemes Lamitoy Roy Shetishol of Shechina. When a judge paskins a case appropriately, the Shechina rests on him. Elokim it's about us kill. Perakam the Shabbos Omer called Dain Shadon Denemes Lamitoy Afilu Shachas Kilur Nasa Shutav Kodesh Baruch Hu Ma'asim Bereishis. So he joins the Kodesh Baruch Hu in the world. He's as it were, a creator of the world. All of the Bershom's shefa that he put into the world, the dying is doing the same thing. That's what he charged the case with the two people, whether he owes money or not. Vashutu Ze'enyon, he skips down. Second last line. K'kamoshim ha'maisa bereshis kala shefa elekel b'tachtoin. Just like Maisa bereshis was the vehicle to bring the Bershom's hashpo into the Bria. Shemita and Isava called Dover, just the Bershom created everything. It's Mamash, that's the Bershom's direct Hashpoa creating the world. Ka called Dain, Shadon, the Nemes Lamito, Mamshech, Hashefa, who El Uma. He's bringing the Shefa Kodesh Baruch Hu into the nation. Mim Zeba called Dain, that's talking about any Dain, not talking about the Bezan Agadol. Kolshkein, Vakolshkein, Bezan Agadol, Shashom, Yeshu Kisos Lamishpot, Kiyoisa Shkinim, Mahem, Vachin Kososim, Vachosim, Yilifneim, Mavur. With that type of Hashefa, Kodesh Baruch Hu, there's nothing they couldn't they didn't know. You'll go there and they will tell you. Don't think that which you cannot answer, they can answer either. There's no doubt that they will have the divine inspiration to tell you what to do. Rationalist, right? Right, not a rationalist. Yeah. Right, it's like sounds like a Chassidus Rebbe, the high lechadok bezdin, the high lechadok bezdin kedusha shefa leki. That's what it sounds like. It's the Barbanel. Okay. So let's see a little more. I want to do this next piece at the bottom of this page, but I want to come back to it. So let's see if we'll have time to get back to it. Let's see this Ramban on the next page, 1043. Okay. Yimin is small. Feel like Ramban, Yimin, she was small, was social, mean, was a rash. You feel confident that they're making a mistake. You have no doubt. Right and left, they're wrong. The same way you know this is right and that is left, you know that they're wrong. But Tasakim and Sosam, listen to them. Well, Tamer, I mamash hold this is Chalev. So how can he eat it? Oh, Eric, Isha Noki Azeh, I was given the responsibility to execute this individual based on Bezin's position. They're wrong. He's not Chai Misa. How can I kill him? No. The Bezin said he's Chai Misa. I was remember, Kachsivo, you see how Odin Hametzav Alamitza Shasa Bechom and Sisov Kachosha Yeruni, Odin in the fun of Bemoka Mashal Yivkar. Mashmos Taitim, not only a terror. If you'll eat too. So it says like this. What's bothering me? Because the Bereshit says not to kill. But the same Bereshit says that not to kill, not to eat Chalev, said to listen to the Chachamim. So I'm not killing, I'm doing exactly what the Bereshit told me to do. He says, listen to the rabbi. So the, now, if I'm going to listen, I don't like killing. So I have a problem. I don't like killing. It's not because you don't like killing. It's because the person said don't not to kill. The person said not to eat chalev. The same person said not to eat chalev. Said when they tell you this is not chalev, it's not chalev. It's chalev. Who cares? It's irrelevant. We're not discussing the quote unquote the physical reality. We're discussing the Torah's system. That's we live within the Torah system, and within the Torah system, this is what you do. They made a mistake. Irrelevant, because it's not how the Torah works. Now what's supposed to happen? We're going to get new cases which are not written. We're not going to come up with how to apply the words of the Torah. We're going to end up with like 75 different emesis. The Bezdin said, listen, this is what you should do. Listen to the Bezdin, which is authorized with responsibility, tells you what to do. You listen. Whether they can tie this pshat back to Moshe Rabbeinu. Shirmer Kane, Lefi Mashmos, Hamikra, Kabanasa. Or they'd say that's pshat based on the Pasuk. The Rishon gave the Torah based on how the Chachamim will interpret it. That is the Nesinas HaTorah. Okay. So far you're convinced they're wrong. But their mom is wrong. You still listen to them. Because that's what Rishon said. But the truth is, it's probably not true. The Bereshim will protect them from making a mistake. So the Sifri has a lashon, even though it looks like in your eyes that's what they're telling you. There's a letter from Rav Huttner. So Rav Huttner said, that we're saying the Chum are infallible. We're saying that the Gdolim are infallible. We don't believe in such a concept. People make mistakes. The Mor says, Rabbi made a mistake. Right? The Mor gets up the next day, Rabbi said he made a mistake. Yesterday he said wrong shot in the Gemara. Right? The Gemara needed the Rabbi says, what I told you yesterday was wrong, and this is the Amos shot. So they asked Rav Huttner writes in a letter one time, so what's the shot? So he said, imagine you go to physics class, and the teacher is Einstein. Right, and you're taking physics 101. This is your first introduction to physics. And you walk in and he says something. You say, no, he's wrong. Now, am I saying Einstein is infallible? No, he can make mistakes. But the chances are, the probabilities that are right now that he's right and you're wrong are probably higher than the chances that you're right and he's wrong. by, you know, it says, so you have to be a fool to believe that you got it right, he got it wrong. It doesn't mean that he's infallible, but that you caught him in the mistake is probably not true. That's what Hutner writes. So I'm sitting there saying, you know, I thought the Rav Moshe made a mistake. Probably all I'm saying at that point in time is how stupid I am, that I believe the Rav Moshe made a mistake and I got it right. Right? That's probably what I'm accomplishing, you know. Like, I mean, is it possible? Yeah, it's possible. But probably it's not what happened. So that's what Rabban is saying at the end. But even if that would be true, it's irrelevant. Because this is the Tzivi HaTorah. Fine. Now, the next piece, which is a Sefer HaChinuch, and the Ran says the same idea. So the Chinuch says a big Chiddush. Well, Derech Emes Hashemach Hagadol Bezoyse Mitzvah Omer Zuchin Levracha Lososu Mimena Yumin Asmal Fil Yom Lachal Yumin Shu Asmal Lososu Yumin Lososu Mim Mitzvasa. Climber. This is the Sefer Chinuch talking. Shafilo Yu Heim Toyim B'Davarecha Min Adavarim. Even if it's true that they made a mistake, in Roy Lono Lach Lekaleim, Avon Nasa Kitu Usam, we have to listen to them. V'Toyim Lispol Toz Echot. It's worthwhile to accept a mistake. But be now that the Torah is under the constant care of these wise men. Otherwise, you're going to rip apart the nation. So it's worthwhile to Kadosh Baruch Hu, as it were, to accept a mistake. To be able to have an overall functional, truly functional nation. That's why the Mi'ad has to listen to the Rav. Even though the Mi'ad might be very convinced that they're right, and they might be right. But the Rashi says we're going to create a system. Says that's shot. The more says over there the story Tanur Shalach Noi. Right? What's the story Tanur Shalach Noi? So the halacha is that if you take a tanur's made with the tanurim of the Torah and of Chazal were made out of charis. It had no bottom. It had no top. It was basically a hollow pillar, yeah. Right?
Cylinder.
Thank you. That's what I was looking for. And they would attach it to the ground. There's opening the bottom. They put the fire in, and they would put in the top whatever they wanted to cook inside of it. And that was the top. Kli cheres, when you break it, it's torn. Now, but it doesn't have tumah anymore. Even had tumah, break it takes away the tumah. So what about if the person came along and he sawed this? The cylinder into circles. So, you know, it's 2 feet tall. He did 6 inches, 12 inches, 18 inches, 24 inches. He made four circles, each one 6 inches tall. So he broke the cleat. Then he takes some sand. So now it's not a functioning tanner. He says, okay, there's a little sand in between each one. Put some pitch around the outside to hold it together. And he has a functioning tanner, but it's broken. Is it Tomei or is it Tor? So this is more referred to this as Tanner Shalach Noi. Okay? So the more it goes to the Somach Lech, as Eliezer said that the tanner over there is Tomei, and everybody said that the tanner is Tor, if I remember correctly. Okay? So the more so they had this major machlokes, and the Riazor brought many rayas that he was saying that his psak was emes, but they did not makabel his rayas. So there's a basel came out from Shemaim and said, "Why are you bothering Riazor? He's always right." So Yeshua got up on his feet and said, We have a Masara. It says the Torah says Lo b'shamayim he parshas later on.
Oh,
and I very nice. The Rosh said that you said that Eliezer is right, but we don't pass him based on a Basco. Have a good day, right? So the Mora says, "Amasham Ashkei Reb Nosson Elio, Reb Nosson met Elio and Novi. Amalei my over the Kadosh Baruch Hu b'hai shaita." So how did the Rosh Hashem respond? What was the Rosh Hashem's response to Klai Yisrael saying, Rosh Hashem, take a walk? You know, I know it's very nice you say that he's right, but we say he's wrong, and goodbye. So what was the Rosh Hashem's response? Amalei, Chayach v'omer nitzchuni b'ani. Rosh Hashem laughed and said, my children have won. They won against me. Shai Samech Rosh Baruch Hu, Shai Yubanam Holkim B'derech HaTorah, U'mitzvasa L'hat Zachar Rabin. So the Rosh Hashem says, I'm so happy that, I mean, I'm testing them. The Torah says, Acharav Mahatis. The Chachamim, based on their Chachma, said, this is the Psak, not like everybody else. There's a voice, heavenly voice. That's not Psak, that's heavenly voices. So they have a Chiv to Paskin what they see as Emes. So the Russian says, I'm so happy that they did the right Emes. So what's on this Chuni Bonai? That they beat the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Pierce the Dabra Huayin said, Shemachoik is Azar Shay Rebliazim Khaverv, Amiski Rebliazim, Gnibar Baskol Shekriyos, Riakamoisa. So the absolute truth was like Rebliazim. The heaven, the divine truth was like Rebliazim. That's the Baskol said. Baba Abishayo Emes Itoy Beset. But they did not hear his arguments. It could be he was so deep they couldn't understand his argument. But the Bezdin, which was great, was the majority, did not hear their argument. So it's very nice you have a heavenly voice. But that's not how you pass. You pass because the argument, you're proving to me that it's endless. I see the argument, I'll peter. We don't see it. So therefore, so Torah says, you listen to the rabbin, whether they're right or they're wrong. So I don't care if we're right or wrong, but that's what you gotta listen to us. So we're doing exactly what the Rosh Hashanah told us to do. Even though Shemuyezer, who are you, Makam Zel Emes, Lohem. But they're doing the truth. They're doing the right thing because that's what the Rosh Hashanah said to do in the Torah. It comes out that, as it were, Kadosh Baruch Hu was beaten. Okay. So from his vantage point of the chinuch, he's saying that it's betzim shaykh for the chacham to make a mistake, and it's worthwhile. But that's the sivri Torah that the Rosh Hashanah said. It's a loyt mir. It's worth it. Okay. Comes the. If you look on the next page, I guess 1051. Okay, so you mean a small you mean? He brings Rashi and the Ramban. He brings the Ramban that probably you got it wrong and they got it right. He brings the Rav Renonissim, Kibal Akosav Kemari Shahu, you mean a small? Which means that, no, they got it wrong. And he says, "Shlo yid yibatar chomim zchon baruch kfim machshav asashol, right? Kim kfim mitas adin." So you can tie each other. The word "yimin asmal" means the person who's arguing believes what yimin asmal, but he's wrong. No. Attack is yimin, and they said small, but it's worth it to do that. And he says the same word as the chinuch. So the barbinel is the barbinel again, page 1052. I'm not happy with this. Fish alaroy balamat ein roy shenam and sheimshach davar ra mi mitzvah alakiyus. So what you're saying is we're talking about something going to do the wrong thing, but it's worth it. Yeah. No. Well, Yitzav Hashem Yisrael Shiyaminu Masa Shah, we shouldn't accept something which is not true. Well, even though it's a little bit, as well, we're talking once in a while. No. Rosh does not tell such things. This is Mutar Alapala Dimion Meshemer Mitzvahs, Shiach Shalmutar Tome, the Mutar Osir, the Moyal Mazik, Yetara, Hashem Tzedek, Tzedek, Tirdoif, Meshem Lakim Emes, Dros Emes. It cannot be that the Rosh is telling me what the Ron says. Can't be. Can't be what the Chinuch says is true. The Rosh doesn't listen. Really, the Chomer Taka wrong. And really, the Taka made a mistake. And really, it's Taka bad. What? You know what? It's worth it. It's Kenajai. It can't be that that's true. And then he goes with basically says, okay. So he says, what's Pshat Yemin HaSmol? When you're boy Etzli, Bamita Zinyanahu. So I want to explain Pshat Yemin HaSmol. Shemishvudei HaTaris Heim Karlalim. The Torah works in general principles, knowing that there are going to be exceptions. Okay. Derech Hamashal. Let's give an example. Kogel Amar Dinan Imamenis Amatzim Chaver Laverai. And Archazaka and Prayer Tech Zmanu. Okay. So the Archazaka that the nature of people is that they don't pay back to Zmanu. Now, are we telling you that there's no person in the world who ever does that? No, we're not telling you that. It's possible that that could happen. But what we're telling you is that there is. Normal understanding, this is how it's going to happen. So now what's supposed to happen? It's an area where the Chachamim chap that applying the Torah's rule will result in a pshat which is not emes.
Which is not emes?
Which is not emes. Uh-huh. I can tell from the situation that really this person did pay tzimtzum. By the rule, and Chazak can't pay tzimtzum. I have a rule, but I believe that this situation, that the Moitzi is Amos, saying the Amos. So the Chachamim are empowered in certain circumstances to make a decision based on their understanding. So that what they really said was Yamin, which is small. Because they're going against the words of the Torah. But you have to trust them that their Yamin is really the Yamin. So they have a power. I'll give you a mashal. You know, I sat in a din Torah. Can't give up all the details. I sat in a din Torah, right? Where X was a moitzi and Y was a muchzik. It was clear from all the circumstances that there's no way that the moitzi gave the money to the muchzik without certain expectations to be given back, which were not met. So, that being said, we took the money away from the muchzik and gave it to the moitzi. But we didn't have edus. But we understood that the nature of people is going to be a certain way, and it's not logical that that's what happened. So Bezin has a right to say, based on their understanding, this is functioning with a chazaka, with some level of conclusive understanding of people functions like a raya. For example, I mean, stop for a second. Einam Pereira Tosmane. Right? So what's the story? So Reuben comes to Shimon. Says, Shimon, you owe me $1,000. I lent you $1,000. Right? And today's the due date. He says, I paid you back last week. So Shimon's the Muxik. Reuben's the Moitzi. Right? So I have a call. Muxik will have a raya. What happens? We say, no, Chazaka didn't pay the Tosman, nobody pays the Tosman, he has to pay. So we take the money out of Shimon's pocket and we make him pay the Ruvay. What happened? Mitzvah Chalamariah, there's no agent over here, there's no agent.
No, yeah.
No, because then the Chalman came along and we're Meshayer, a Peter Chokhma, that Chazaka didn't pay the Tosman is true to the point that they're Moitzi Mammon based on that Chazaka. That's what just happened. So it means the Chalman are overriding. What's Mechel Levaraya? Because of, now, what's Mechel Levaraya is what's the source for that? Chalks in Bavli and Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi brings a pasuk. The Bavli actor brings the same pasuk. It says, Kol Amali Sorahu. What do we need a pasuk for it? It's so obvious, right? You don't even need a pasuk. It's a swar, and swar is the rice. So did the rice. So the Torah says, either based on a pasuk or based on a swar, which is the rice, this is what you do. I said, no. Do it like this. Seth, you mean, or small you mean? No problem. We can do that. Comes along Rangel, says, I'm sorry, rabbis. I hear your swars, and I'll think, but I'm much more reliable. It's a pasuk. You're doing small. Well, what do you mean? No. That's what it means. You mean as small as you mean. You listen to them. That's how he teaches it. But to say that the pshat and the chazal is telling me that don't worry, they did something wrong, but don't worry, listen to them anyway. No such thing. So what's the pshat? Like you said before, we have to assume when the chomer is saying something, the ring mecham to them is like that piece he said before. Now.
So that's where there's space for something to be otherwise. If they're saying day is night, there's no way it could be.
So right, so he doesn't say that.
There are cases where they're
right. So
in theory, it could be not exactly that. But if they're saying don't keep Shabbos anymore for something, and it's not possible that for just like
correct. So they would never do that.
Or they're Navi Sheker. I mean, sometimes you don't know who's the. tell me who they are. Then they said that.
So go back to page 1047, and we'll stop. So this is also Barbanel. So the Torah names the Chacham and Kedesh Yedudasim, right? Kol Adam Mizyach is La'atz Mei Chacham Rab. The Fiv She'ev Shal Shiyipol Machlag Is Bein Chacham Yisrael Dabar Shal Bola Kabbalah Boy Al Shal Yotze Ba'achaz Mizyach Yigim Amidus Ba'achaz Mishar Dach Yachah Bona. We don't have a clear Masara. We're making a drasha. There's argument how to make the drasha. Hiskim Ha'chacham Alakis Kedesh Shetiyah Teres Hashem Tamima L'Selak Mei Chalakis. So the Rishon said, there's going to be mahalach how to deal with it. That we should remove machlekes. Everybody thinks that they're smarter than everybody else. Right. I got it right. Right. You see, people which are foolish and they're unlearned, they're unknowledgeable, thinking they got it more right than the rabbis. We see it all the time. So Amar Kosev, ki af im yir l'cherlik shechachamim armar al yamin shu smal, wa smal shu yamin. Lo yizam idivreim l'arlam. Even though you're convinced that mamash, these rabbis are idiots, and they have no idea what they're talking about. It's all, Teresa, listen to them. Because what am I supposed to tell you? You're so convinced. So what's the other option? So you know, listen, you're wrong. You're not going to hear that you're wrong. So okay, fine. You're right. Still listen to the rabbi. Otiach rot, mesur tamin al rabbi chachamim. That's the story over there, etc. And he brings some examples that down at the bottom, where you see people are convinced about the right about things, which, like, you know, he's really thinking to them, or like, you got to be kidding. Fine. So that is like, I mean, it has to give us pause. There's a concept referred to as Das Torah. There's an individual which has a program where he interviews rabbis, and he's quite a knowledgeable fellow himself, and he likes to be adversarial. So, you know, the topic is X, so he'll, you know, fight Y, you know. And trying to make Raya is, you know, Torah, that Y is right as opposed to X. So I didn't know that. That's how this thing works. And I saw that there was a shiur on the topic of Das Torah given by this individual with Rabbi Zev Lev. And Rabbi Lev is presenting Das Torah. So the person starts the program and says, listen, let's start the question. Is there such a thing as called Das Torah? It's not, that idea is not mentioned in the Rishonim. It's not mentioned in the Gemara. It's not mentioned in Chazal. It's not mentioned in the Torah. It's not mentioned in the Gemara. It's not mentioned in the Rishonim. It's not mentioned in the Achronim. It's first mentioned by Rabbi Chana Wasserman when he calls Torah Das Torah. This guy starts off the share. Oh man, why am I listening to this? Like, you know. So Rav Lev points out, I mean, you sort of like get the feel after learning a little bit of this over here, like, you know, that the Rishonim did have such a thing called Das Torah, right? You sort of get that feel, you know, right? The Rambam talks about it, you know, we didn't even see the Rambam's, that they use the words, quote unquote, Das Torah. No. The concept, of course they talk about. Right? I mean, you know, the Gemara talks about it. The Pasuk taught no, the Sotz is referring to Davka in a situation of Bezal HaGadol, you know. And after like 10 minutes, I couldn't listen anymore. I just couldn't deal with it. Like, you know, but it is a constant problem. So the real answer, which we all have, is yes, there's Das Torah by true Chachamim, but this rabbi, he's talking out of Chacham, and I can argue with him. He's talking wrong, you know. That's the approach, you know. Which I'm not saying sometimes they aren't right.
It's true,
you know. I'm not saying right, but you're back to this problem of like. Now, I'm not saying that the rabbi says there's a mice once with a gift. A woman called up her Shiva. He was in Eretz Yisrael, and she wants to know what's Das Torah, what type of oven to buy. That was the question that she asked.
Really?
So she was said, Das Torah is to ask an expert about ovens. Hung up. You know, like, you know.
Perfect.
Shouldn't it be the same thing about politics? I mean, depends who you ask, I guess. Das Torah would have voted for it.
Right, but that being said, right, there are scenarios where when the Chachamim puts forth, they have tremendous wisdom. Are they infallible or not infallible? Right, but should be they, you know, and you know. So the argument is nowadays that they're being fed in misinformation, and they have, you know, Gaboyim which are dealing with them, and all the arguments are wonderful. But the question which you have to grapple with, after all the arguments are wonderful, is the root of the problem that we're not ready to listen to somebody else, or is the root of the problem that we're searching for emes and we're really worried about maybe when the vehicle for emes is being impacted negatively for some reason? Which one is the root of the problem? If the root of the problem is the first one, we have to work on ourselves. The root of the problem is the second one, we have to daven. You know, for Siyata Deshmaya. And part of our shared, you know, sometimes, Rashi one time said the following. He said, you know, his Rosh Hashiva, Rav Mitzvah Bloch, Hashem Yekam Domai, with a couple of Nazis. And he had the following question. He was a Bacher then, and he discussed with the Rosh Hashiva that, you know, the danger of the Nazis. Now, we don't understand World War I. We don't understand it. World War I was the upheaval in Klal Yisrael, and the danger of the life and the destruction of life was mind-boggling. And so Rav Mitzvah Bloch said, you know what, whatever will happen now was similar to what happened in World War I, in the previous war. We survived that, we'll survive this. So give this, I don't understand. His Rebbe, the Rosh Hashiva, was going out there, he's a pekeach otzum. A tremendous tzaddik. So how is it possible that I, as a bacher, saw what he didn't see? How is it possible? So Rosh Hashiva said, there's a gemara getting. The Gemara says there's a pasuk Meshecham Ocher B'Daitem Yisachol. The Bershom has some times where he doesn't want the Chacham to see because he needs to bring destruction upon Klal Yisrael. So he doesn't allow the Chacham to see, and therefore that they cannot direct Klal Yisrael. And that's part of the Beshert. The Bershom, now, would we like it to happen like that? But that's also part of the Beshert. The Bershom had. The Gemara says in regards to Rechman's decision, Rechman Zakeh's decision when he went out to deal with. The Roman Emperor So the Mor says that he asked for three things. He asked for Yav Levachachomel. He asked for Shoshilta Rabbi Gamliel. They should not destroy the line of the set of the Nesiim. And he asked for a doctor to heal Rabbi Tarfon. So Rabbi Kiva says, come on, Dad, you should have asked, leave us alone. Pasuk Mishlei, the Rishon sometimes makes a chomim foolish. That's what Shiva said. I went to a different explanation. You have to understand that immediately before the war, Reb Baruch Ber, Reb Shimon Shkop, and Reb Chaim Reza were nifter in short succession, within 2 months of each other. That's not true, but more longer than 2 months. Reb Shimon was nifter at the beginning of the year, in Cheshren, then Reb Baruch Ber, and then Reb Chaim Reza was nifter in Av. It spanned about 9 months. Right. The Mor says there's a pasuk of Lifnei Ra Nesav Tzadik. Before the Ra comes, Rishon takes away the Tzadik. So another Gadol one time said, he says, you have to understand, so I have this Kabbalah, I have this Kabbalah Tzadik, whoever he is, the Belzer Rebbe. The Belzer Rebbe has Ruach HaKadosh, and he sees in Shemayim that there's no danger to Klal Yisrael, because there's no danger to Klal Yisrael. Because right now, Ruach HaMoris is alive, and Baruch Ber is alive, and Hashem is alive, and their tzchus is protect Klal Yisrael. But he didn't know that Rishon is going to take that tzchus away. By the time he takes it away, it's too late. So he saw Mamash was going on in Shemayim. In Shemayim, there's no danger to Klai. It cannot be that but the Russian took away the shield for Klai. Rashi Reb Chaim told me, one summer we learned together, Bechorusa. So the Rashi Reb Chaim was 4 hours. There's no batola, there's no bathroom, there's nothing. It was like 4 hours sitting straight, learning, intense learning for 4 hours. Hey, off, he walks in. He says, he said in Yiddish, he said, you know, today's Reb Chaim Reza is your time. I want to tell you my son, Reb Chaim Reza. So Reb Chaim Reza was nifter in Hay'ov. So he told me my son, Reb Chaim Reza's goyness, etc. Then he said, he described the Levaya. He says, when Reb Chaim Reza was nifter, we knew that that's it. Because when Reb Chaim Reza was alive, B'tzila Nichya Bagoyim, under his shadow would be protected. When Reb Chaim Reza was nifter, we knew that's it. The destruction is coming upon Klal Yisrael. He says, you cannot imagine the wailing by the Leviathan. He says, it was Yalolus. It was much wailing. People were wailing. They weren't crying. They were wailing. He says, that's how you can't imagine what it was like. He says, the Leviathan lasted, the Hespedim lasted, I think, 13 hours. Wow. He says, and in the middle, there was, this is in Vilna, there was, the communists were there already. He says, in the middle, one of the Hespedim was taken off the podium. Like he said something which the communists weren't happy with, and just so you're living in the Ra, right? And it's done, right? But they knew it. We had no doubt about it. That's it. It's all over, right? And that's talking what happens. Shortly after he was nifter, the Nazis invaded into Vilna, and that was it, So, where Shiva gave his answer, this other person gave his other answer, and probably both are emes. So there aren't moments, but that's also part of the Bashir, that the Russian runs the world, and the Russian won, and right now the Chum should not see. That even with all their pitches, this time they're not going to get it right. Yes, that happens. But that's a concept of Das Torah, that there's a tremendous Siyata Nishmaya and the Hadrocha of how to deal with life through the Chachamim. Right. One last thought. There's a word from Chaim Shalevitz. The Mor says that a person should be mechabed his wife kegufoy, and he should take care of her needs more than himself, even more than he can afford. Why? Because they're totally in him, and he's talking about Misham Rabahayol. Says, what does that mean? They're totally in him. And he's totally in the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So the wife and children are totally in you. They're on the Baruch and the Shem. He says, the Baruch Hu made a Bria, the way the Bria works, that where a person puts his bitachon, that's where his source of hashpa comes through. If they put their bitachon on you, you become their source of hashpa. That is, so that's true in Ruchnius, he says, and it's true in Gashmius, it's true in Ruchnius as well. there's a certain siyata d'shmaya. If I believe that this individual is going to help to give me hadracha, and I really believe it, you know, obviously done, I don't take, you know, some, you know, charlatan off the street. Take a person who is respected. I'll tell you, I have to tell you this myself. I heard this from official Shachter. Just heard this now. He said over this mice. It's the first time he said it can't be true. Now, the vision of the Rebbe was one of the Avos Yisrael. It was tremendous love for Klal Yisrael. So he says he heard this line. It sounded there negating to Chachamim and to Rebbes. It can't be that he said it. Then he found out that's not what he meant. He meant something else totally. He said he was talking with somebody, and the person said the following line. He said that he heard it from the vision of the Rebbe. The vision of the Rebbe said that if you take meat and you put it inside cabbage, it's no longer meat. It's stuffed cabbage. You take meat and you put it inside of dough, it's no longer meat, it's called a krepel. And you take meat and you put it inside of bekasha, it's no longer meat, it's a rep. This is what. So he says, whoa, it can't be. He said just this thing. Like, you know, it's that horrible, right? He's making fun of the rebbes, right? So he calls up a chaver who's a vision of the chassid. He says, you know, Yankel, his name is Yankel. He says, Yankel. He says, the Rebbe says something that says about, you know, you take meat. He said, yeah, the Rebbe said, you take meat and put it into the cabbage. It's, you know, he says, what? Can't be. He says, I'll tell you the mice. There was, I think it was back in Europe, still, that there was a yid, he was a chassid, etc., tzaddik, in a pranosa. So he came to the Rebbe, I have no pranosa. So the Rebbe said, no problem. The Rebbe took off his bekasha and put it on this yid. He says, well, what are you doing? He says, you're now a Rebbe. You're going to take kvitlof and you'll get paid. Like other Rebbes. Now you're a panos. He says, I'm nobody. He says, no problem. He says, you take meat, you put it into the cabbage. You take meat, you put the bekasha, now you're a Rebbe. What he meant to say was, when you play the role of the Rebbe, you have a siyata d'shmaya, being a Rebbe. He mentioned the name of this rabbi, and this rabbi became a source of Yeshua's and Nisim and Klal Yisrael. Because the Rosh he once you're thrown into that role, you play a role, and you play the role. You think you're just a piece of meat? No problem. It doesn't make a difference. But the mice, and once you put in the bekasha, you're a rabbi. That's what the rabbi meant to say. He wasn't denigrating the rabbis. I don't know. So that was, you know, there is a role that Chachamim play in Klal Yisrael. So they get a siyata d'shmaya. That's the way it's going to work. You know, and that's and as much as Klal Yisrael needs them, they'll get that siyata d'shmaya. And sometimes the Rosh has whatever reason cheshbon is why it shouldn't be. And you know, so that then they won't have that siyata d'shmaya because the Rosh wants this point in time that they shouldn't see. But you know, it's a very